Iran's executive election committee has convened for the first time ahead of the presidential vote on June the 14th. Interior Minister Mostafa Mohammad Najjar says the executive phase of the elections will begin on May the 8th. Mohammad Najjar said 67,000 polling stations are going to begin their work on Wednesday. He added that the candidates are not permitted to use state facilities in their campaigns. The judiciary will deal with any such violations. Mohammad Najjar said, like previous presidential elections, necessary measures have been made for Iranian nationals abroad to be able to vote.
Like Iranian nationals living inside the country, eligible Iranians in foreign countries can also take part in the presidential election. We have taken necessary measures through our embassies abroad so the Iranian expatriates can easily turn out for the vote and cast their ballots.
An Iranian presidential hopeful says any possible direct talks with the U.S. must be regulated by Iran's top security body. Reformist campaigner Mohammad Reza Arif has said there's no restriction for holding talks with other countries, including the U.S. However, he noted that such negotiations must be conducted within the framework set by the Supreme National Security Council. The former first vice president further stressed that Tehran will enter bilateral talks with Washington when the U.S. is prepared for an unconditional dialogue. Independent presidential hopeful Hassan Rouhani has highlighted the importance of the arts, promising that he'll do his best to improve conditions for artists. Rouhani has described artists as intellectuals who play an important role in elevating the Iranian society. He said arts, cinema and music in particular, are the best tools to promote ethics and human values in society. Rouhani, who currently sits in the State Expediency Council, also promised to relax the restrictions governing the movie industry should he be elected president. For more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential elections, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir, where you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and, of course, useful information about Iran's election process.